Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 61 of This Week in Testing. Now, this is a 99-second talk special. So, we're officially on day 12 of 30 days of Test Bash, where you have to give, or we encourage people to give, a 99-second talk on This Week in Testing. So, that's a lot of numbers 61, 99, 12, 30, 99 again. Oh, my goodness me. It's all about the numbers today. So, talking of numbers, we'll probably spend the first 30 minutes or so of this episode just doing a regular debrief. I'll share some things that have been happening in the wonderful community this week. And then let's use the last 30 minutes to invite people up on stage to do a 99-second talk. So, as it says in the title, you can pop up on stage. I will start a timer and you have 99 seconds to share something with our wonderful audience today. It's a great way to get stuck in with public speaking. Nothing like a good time constraint to help and support you. So if you do come up on stage, we are hopeful this is a safe space for you to share, to give you some confidence. We're all looking out for you. We all want you to do well. And yeah, enjoy the experience of being up on stage, sharing your thoughts and ideas with the audience. Maybe you might feel that you have something that is new to share. Please go for it. Or perhaps if you're doubting yourself, now is the time to go for it. You've got something to share. So yeah, have fun with that soon. But before we jump into the 99 second talk section, I must remind you that this is an official Ministry of Testing event. So please be mindful of the code of conduct available on ministryoftesting.com. And welcome to those who are listening to this on the podcast. So this event is recorded. A good number of previous episodes are now available on our podcast. So just head over to ministryoftesting.com and search for This Week in Testing. You'll be able to find a good archive with some good conversations. So, stuff that has been happening in the community this week. Well, let's jump straight to yesterday whilst it's fresh in my mind. So, I saw a lovely post from Connor O'Neill, and I'll read it out because it's a really good description. So, this is me, Connor O'Neill, sitting here in the iPipeline office in Cheltenham, but broadcasting to the world on the Ministry of Testing monthly live webcast, The Testing Planet. It was a pleasure to review Test Bash 2024 and giving my views on it from an accessibility point of view. Brilliantly hosted by Gwen Diagram, who jumped in at the last minute to host it, get well soon, Ben Doan, and such great reviews from Heather Carter, Betty Aquadaddy, and great to chat with you all. Thanks to Deanna, Rosie, and Simon for asking me to guest in this month's webcast. Yeah, thank you, Connor, for sharing that. Yeah, for folks who were there, thank you for being part of the Testing Planet Test Bash special. It was lovely to get everyone together and reflect on their conference experience. Really good kind of activity in the chat, people asking lots of good questions with folks who are on stage sharing. And those recordings will be available in a few weeks' time just to reflect on that. So yeah, it was lovely to be part of that yesterday. Myself and Gwen Diagram, we had fun attempting to caption some images that were put in front of us, and we had some amazing ideas for those captions from the community. So thanks for getting involved in that. It was a lot of fun. Talking about other events, Ben Doan hosted This Week in Testing, episode 57, and that is now available. So Ben was joined by Kunal, Suman, Jacob, Zelaha, Ashutosh, and Manish, and they shared innovations in automation testing, strategies for upskilling. They touched on the importance of collaboration with developers. I still haven't had a chance to listen to that one, Ben, but thank you once again for hosting This Week in Testing. So it's cool that the recording is now available. Next week's This Week in Testing is also live if folks want to go sign up already. That one is all good to go. It was cool to see Emna Ayadi sharing her special moments from Test Bash Brighton. So if you look for Emna on LinkedIn, she shared a recent post where she put together little little vlog of her experience. I think she's going to do a little bit more on that. So it's cool to get Emna's take on things. So thanks, Emna, for sharing that. Lovely message from Christine Pinto, who was also part of Test Bash. I can't thank those of you who invested the time in helping shape this solution up to this point. Christine's on a mission I write it here as part of her quest for the greatest ever test management tool. So if folks aren't familiar, please do get in touch with Christine Pinto. You can do that on LinkedIn or via the Ministry of Testing Slack. She is looking to have more conversations with people in the community about a test management tool that she's building. It's very, very exciting and definitely worth you participating in that project. It was good to see Tom Game. Tom is fairly new to the community and starting to get really involved. So thank you, Tom. Tom has been sharing some memories on Ministry of Testing's new memories page. So if you head to ministryoftesting.com/memories, you now have the opportunity to upload some photos. So anything that you have been doing in the testing community, feel free to share. What I like about these memories is that you can also add, not only do you mandatory have to add alternative image text, you are also encouraged to share a description of the photo that you're uploading, which I think is cool because people can tell a good story from a photo, not just by sharing the photo. So sometimes there's an interesting and curious backstory to some of the memories that have been shared. So do go check them out. I think it's, for me, I believe photos and video is creating history, and we're creating history, and we can come back to this stuff in many years' time and look back and reflect on what we were up to at that point in time. So yeah, any photos you've got in the community, feel free to head over to ministrytesting.com/memories and get uploading. So a couple of meetups have had some success recently. So Yaroslav, reflecting on the Vancouver QA Trail Talks walking meetup, which I think is a brilliant concept. Go for a walk with your fellow QA professionals or testing professionals and have a good old chit chat. So I saw Yaroslav sharing a photo on memories. AD Stokes was also amplifying Sam Finnegan's positive message about the MOT Leeds meetup. I'm glad they had a good one there. Many, many other events happening. So if you are interested in attending another testing event, there's lots happening across the globe and also online, head over to ministryoftesting.com/events. That's the place to go to find out what's happening. Okay, switching to career growth and some career moves. Congrats to Naseda Balacioglu. Apologies for mispronouncing your surname there, Naseda. But Naseda joins Decathlon. So the Decathlon team were actually joined Test Bash recently, and it was lovely to meet them all. And also Naseda was a wonderful ambassador helping people have a good experience at Test Bash. So lovely news that Naseda is joining the team there at Decathlon. Good stuff. I also see that Natalia Burmai has shared a 90-day plan when joining a new company. So do look out for Natalia's post on LinkedIn. So that's Natalia Burmai, a wonderful kind of friend of the Ministry of Testing community who's done all sorts of good things. So do go check that out. It's very cool. Talking about more career advice, Gabby Trotter from Searchability, very supportive of the testing community. She shares a software testing career advice. So if you head over to searchability.com and look for Gabby Trotter and the advice there that she shares, it's really good career advice and definitely worth checking out. All of these things, links to these things, I will include in the weekly newsletter. So every week we publish software testing news. It goes out on a Monday. We send that out so as an email, and you can sign up at ministryoftesting.com/newsletter. That's the place to get your news each week, and it will include all the links or all the things that I've mentioned on this introduction to This Week in Testing, plus a whole load more. There are some people hiring right now. So Stuart Thomas, who's also a wonderful contributor to Test Bash, is hiring a quality engineering manager. So do connect with Stuart Thomas. And community legend, Melissa Fisher, is hiring a senior quality engineer. Melissa does wonderful things with the testing community, including contributing to recently at Test Bash. So that's very cool. James Wadley has been really helpful on the Ministry of Testing Slack. So we have a Ministry of Testing Slack where we can share jobs with each other. I see that Lupa Testware is hiring an SDET junior mid in Coventry in England. And Rightmove are hiring a senior QA engineer. And those were shared by James. So thanks, James, for sharing them. Indeed, if you do see jobs out there, even if you're not looking or, you know, switching career, please do share, put it out there. Others may be looking, and there are plenty of people looking and open to work right now. So we very much encourage you to put it out there. And the jobs channel on the Ministry of Testing Slack is a good place to do that, as well, of course, resharing on LinkedIn. We've had some good articles go live. Creating self-healing automated tests with AI and Playwright by Shrey Sharma. That's now available on ministryoftesting.com. And Rosie Sherry, CEO and founder of Ministry of Testing, she spent several hours adding to and fixing all sorts of broken links on a very handy list of sites to practice testing on. So search for, well, you can Google it or you can go straight to ministryoftesting.com, sites to practice testing on. And that is a jam-packed page. It has got so much good stuff on there, particularly if you are new to the world of software testing, QA and quality engineering. Really is a treasure trove. So I think we should continue to promote that one and continue to share that with your colleagues and those in the community. Okie dokie. Well, it's coming up to 15:15. I'm aware that I'm hopeful that there's some folks in the audience that want to do a bit of take the 99-second talk challenge and go for it. But before we do that, maybe let's spend the next 15 minutes or so just having a little chit-chat, finding out how your week's been, what you've been up to. Maybe you've learned something this week that you're reflecting on that you'd like to share with the audience. Maybe there's someone in the community that you want to give a shout out to because they're doing awesome things. Or perhaps you have a question that the audience might be able to help you with. So I see Vivek. Ah, Vivek, let's get you up on stage there. Hello, Vivek. Welcome to This Week in Testing, and thank you for joining us. How's your week been?
Simon, my week is awesome. I'm all set for the weekend.
Ah, lovely. Glad to hear it. There is a
famous place in India called Pondicherry, so I'm visiting there.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I just want to apologize first, because a couple of times you have told me to engage in Ministry of Testing portal and be interactive with the people or explore the Ministry of Testing website, but till now I have never explored it. But I make sure this weekend I for sure read some blogs or comment out my experiences, so I really apologize for that.
So, oh, Vivek, if I can jump in, I do appreciate you sharing an apology. Yeah, totally get it. You know, we've all got stuff going on. You know, committing to doing things with the community certainly takes effort. But I'm grateful for you sharing your apologies. Yeah, you know, just go for it when it works for you, and that's cool. If you get the chance to do something this weekend, yeah, I'd love to find out. Maybe pop back next week, and you can give us an update, or you can share on our forum, the club. Yeah, but thank you.
Sure. And one more thing, Simon, I just wanted to share with you some insights on using AI. Maybe it can be helpful for the folks who are there currently at this event. So I just want to share that when you log in the ChatGPT and you create a session, like you engage in a prompt. So because you have login using your Gmail account or email account, and now you are in a prompt, okay? So that particular prompt is like a context for ChatGPT, okay? Now, when we talk about the context, let's say there is 1,000 line of code which you paste in the prompt and you are seeking answer from that, okay? So ChatGPT will not allow it. ChatGPT will tell, maybe I'm not very precise, but ChatGPT will tell, you can only paste out 250 lines. Okay, so now it is a situation of being blocked. So what we can do here, we can split the 1,000 line of code into 250 chunks, and every 250 line from starting till end, like in four parts, we can paste in the ChatGPT, and we can tell ChatGPT that first 250 lines, remember first 250 lines, remember this 250 lines, and you have to give a label, like remember this piece of code saying that context version 1. Similarly, you have to reiterate till version 4 the next 250 lines. So you have four sets of 250 lines. Okay, now when you will write a prompt, ChatGPT, remember 250 lines with context version v1 and say yes or no. So with every set of 250 line, it will reply you yes, and it will save the context as version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4. Now here is the game. Now because you have given the labels to the each 250 piece of code, now you can ask the question that context version v1, v2, v3, v4, how it works, how it is interconnected, how the data is flowing, or what is the bug in that. So that's how you can crunch out or squeeze a very big line of code into ChatGPT and get the answer out of it. So I think it will definitely help.
I love it, Vivek. I always love hearing a good GPT related hack, and that sounds perfect. So totally one for folks to try out. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely brilliant. And thinking back to Test Bash, somebody, I can't remember their name, unfortunately, they jumped up on stage, did a 99-second talk, and introduced everyone to the RICE framework when it comes to prompt engineering. So that was really cool. And it's just these little tips and bits of advice that I think we're picking up as a community can make all the difference. You know, of course, we're all, you know, exploring and embracing GPT tech and seeing what it can do to support us. And as we build up these tips, I think it just supports us even more. So thank you so much for sharing, Vivek. That's very cool.
Yeah, Simon, I just want to add one more thing, that in future I'm going to try the master and slave model in the ChatGPT prompt. Simply, I'm just giving some insights on that. Let's say you have a session and you tell ChatGPT that when you log in the ChatGPT and you enter in a prompt in a session, you tell ChatGPT that consider this session as master session, okay? And then you go in other prompts, create other session, and tell ChatGPT, this is slave 1, slave 2, slave 3, slave 4. So now what you are doing, you are using ChatGPT, one session as a master node and others as slave. And then I have understanding whether the context being shared between the different prompt session as master between slaves or not. So that I'm going to try that. I'll tell you next time.
Love it. Love to find out that. It sounds like, Vivek, that you're starting to create your diaries, like your GPT diaries, and it kind of it tracks your story of exploring with these different approaches. Yeah, if you're not blogging already or you're not sharing this in written form, yeah, go for it, right? I think folks will find this interesting and useful. You know, you're testing this out, you're sharing what happens, what you experimented with. I think people in the community will find that very valuable. And if you need a place to do it, feel free to do that on the club. So that's our forum, club.ministryoftesting.com. Feel free to put it there if you wanted to.
Sure, Simon.
Great. Thank you so much. No, thanks for sharing today, Vivek, and for joining us. It's great to hear from you. So, Vivek, you're more than welcome to stay up on stage. I'm going to bring up Isaren, who's joining us. Good to see Isaren. Let's get Isaren up on stage.
Good afternoon.
Good day, Isaren. Welcome to This Week in Testing. How's your week been?
Very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, ideally at the beginning of the year, you know, I itemized some things that I would love to, you know, achieve in my career as a QA tester. One of such is this performance testing. And I've been studying with, you know, the materials online from YouTube, from Rangov Pal, the Indian guru. And based on JMeter, he has mentored me a lot. And the opportunity came where in my present company, I was asked to do the performance test of some APIs. And the tools to use was JMeter. And I just completed the project. You know, I had a lot of joy doing it, and it went smoothly. You know, in terms of automation, it's another item, you know, I penciled down for the year. I'm still working on it. And my test manager's ISTQB test manager certification, I feel I will kind of spill that over to next year because I'm not fully prepared. Too much activities this year. So I'm happy, you know, testing, doing load testing with JMeter and also K6. And that was fun, all true. Thank you.
Amazing, Israel. And I like the way that you've gone. You know what? I'm going to have to defer that stuff for next year because there is so much we can do, right? And it always fascinates me, no matter how far people get in their career, there is so much more to be done, or specialist routes to go down in their career, or to go even wider as a generalist. And it's tough, right? It's tough to work out what is priority and, you know, going with things that give you a bit of joy and kind of get you really interested and excited in things is a great heuristic. And thinking about K6, have you seen any of the YouTube videos from Marie Cruz? She's done a good series of stuff related to K6, worth checking out.
You can share that with me. You can share that with me. I'm also learning from Udemy.
And okay, gotcha.
You guys there, but you can share that with me. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just going to make a little note here to make sure I drop you a DM afterwards. And maybe I should mention that in the newsletter as well. I'm going to remind myself to do that. Lots of good videos on YouTube from Marie Cruz. Excellent. Oh, well, thank you for sharing, Israel. Please do stick around. Lovely to catch up with you. I'm just doing a quick time check. So I was thinking around 1:30 the hour that we would jump into opening it up to the audience to do some 99-second talks. But I wonder, before we do that, is there anyone else in the audience who would like to pop up on stage? Tell us about your week in testing, what you've been up to, some of the challenges maybe you faced, or some of the wins that you want to celebrate. We can celebrate them with you. I see Basil Akang has put their hand up. Let's get Basil up on the stage. Hey there, Basil. Or Basil, how do I pronounce your first name? Oh, we lost them. Bit of a glitch there with LinkedIn. It wouldn't be this weekend.
His name is actually Basil Akwan.
He's
a Nigerian.
Thank you, Isren. I appreciate you sharing that. Well, let's see if we can get Basil back up on stage. Let's, fingers crossed, they can jump back in. I'm not quite seeing them just yet. Oh, one more time. Here we go. Welcome, Basil. Can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us.
Actually, we tend to blame LinkedIn for every glitch, but that was actually my error. I was talking the wrong thing.
That's brilliant. I love it. I mean, like, don't worry about it. Let's just continue to blame LinkedIn, right? We can blame the tech. We're testing professionals. It's all good here. Thank you for joining us.
I don't know whether the question is going to be taking us off what we're talking about. I'm trying to get into testing, and I'm an accountant. I don't know anything. So I don't know whether this is a place to try and get some bit of a roadmap, as it were, or whether I should just try and maybe link up with you guys or something. But that's what I'm really trying to find out. How do I get into testing?
Oh, amazing. Oh, my goodness me. I mean, that is a great question. It's a big question. Yeah, you are 100% in the right place. So the highest level bit I can start at is to say the fact that you've jumped up on stage today is great, because people will now go, ah, brilliant. This person wants to get into testing. How can we help them? How can we support them? And that goes with anyone who is listening today that is wanting to get into a career in software testing. So I guess first places would be ministryoftesting.com. So that's kind of the main site. There's so much information on there to dive into. We do have a collection that's called kind of Getting Into Software Testing. It's got loads of really good content on there. So Basile, I'm going to remind myself to send you a link to that collection. It's all the essential stuff to kind of consider when trying to get into software testing. There's also another collection around how you can sort of land your first job as well, and what recruiters are looking for or hiring managers are looking for. That's another good collection. That's got some podcasts on there. It's got some video talks. It's got some articles as well. And I would say just participating in the community in various places. So we have a forum called The Club. So it's a traditional online forum set up where you can post a question. People can reply to you, give their advice, share their thoughts and things like that. So if there's something specific about the world of testing that you're curious about, you can ask a question there, or you can keep it quite general and open, like, you know, what would you recommend? We also have some talks. We ran a thing called 30 Days of Career Growth. There's a load of good stuff in there. So I'm making a note of all this stuff so I can send you a massive list of things to go check out. But I think, you know, being part of the Ministry of Testing community, whenever someone is coming into the community and they're new to it, we tend to gather around that person and say, yes, go for it. Like, this is an awesome career. There's so many people in the community who've had a career in testing, you know, 25, 30 years. It's been their life. It's been what they do. There are so many opportunities. And also to everyone who's listening, we are currently developing a Ministry of Testing software testing essential certificate, bit of a tongue twister there. And the first module will go out in October. So it's going to be about 14 modules. We're going to build it over the year. The first module is coming out in October. I don't have an official date yet, but we have been collaborating with some amazing experienced people in the community who are sharing things like, what is software testing? How does it fit in? What could you expect? How do you get started? It's brilliant. And sneaky peek, I recorded the intro video this morning. So I've given that to someone else in the team to go check it out. It's hard to kind of critique your own work. But yeah, that video went to one of my colleagues, Sarah, who's leading this project. And hopefully it's good enough. We want a nice welcoming message for people when they do sign up and get started. But honestly, we are so excited about this certification. It is built by the community for the community. And it's going to be a great one for people who want to get into software testing as a career. So Basile, that's really good timing that you've joined us. So yeah, thank you for being part of the community.
No, thank you for accepting me. It's a great thing.
It's brilliant. And actually, I'll put it out to the audience. If there's anyone in the audience now who perhaps has maybe three things they could share about how to get into software testing, I'd love to hear from them, because I think it is a huge topic, but maybe there's three things that we could give you today, Basile, to help you, to kind of give you something beyond what I've shared as well. I wondered if there's anyone in the audience who'd be up for putting their hand up and sharing a little bit, maybe even a story about how they got into software testing, because I think we all come in from many, many different places. There's so many different places that we come into it. Let's go for, let me see there. We have Matilly. Oh, let's bring Matilly up on stage.
Hi.
Hey, Matilly, welcome.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you. And this is my second live call. And last week it was my introduction. I'm glad I made it up, and I'm glad to help Basil. And because he wanted to know how to come into QA, But before that, you need to understand, are you really passionate about QA field, that you want to make this jump from coming to an accountancy background to this? Why I'm asking this, because I have done masters, I've done accountancy jobs, and then came into back to IT. So only if you are passionate, then this move is worth, especially because now the market is so competitive. The next thing, just before you join any courses or anything, stick to some basics, like why, what is testing, how it, there are very nice videos and articles on YouTube videos where you can go through, that will help you to understand. Once you go through that, to do yourself, go through any website or explore if you can find any bugs, or to understand what exactly is testing and why you want to do it and how you can do it yourself before blindly going into any courses, external courses or that. And don't get distracted with so much information on the websites. Stick to one small tutorial or anything which you think is easy to understand for yourself and follow it. That will help you to guide. And there are so many people in Ministry of Testing and outside world. You can connect to me or anyone on LinkedIn as well. Just asking and speaking out will help you to get answers yourself. But before that, you have to do your self homework. Why you want to do and how you can do it will give you your answers. I hope this helps. Please feel free to connect, and I can share any of the links or any basics which can help you. And I can even share my experiences, because currently I'm looking for work myself, but I'm doing my self-exploration to understand what mistakes I've done or what could have done better in my previous roles. Yeah, hope that helps. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's Tilly. Thank you for joining us again and for sharing all that advice. Amazing. So helpful. And also your kind offer as well. I mean, that's what this community is about, right? We've got to help each other out. We've got to support each other in our career growth. You know, of course, as you shared, it is competitive and it can be tough out there to find opportunities, for sure, particularly with, you know, things happening across the globe that are out of our control when it comes to the jobs market. Yet with the support, with looking out for each other and pointing each other in different directions when it comes to learning and sharing advice and connections, we can do good things. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going to bring up Alexander, because I know Alexander has some good things to share as well. So let's bring Alexander up on stage.
Hi.
Alexander, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Do you have some thoughts to share with Basil?
Yes, of course. Hi, everybody. Hi, Simon. And regarding how to get into software testing, I have a story and I have a few advices here. So the story is how I got to testing. In my university years, I get a request from the other student to help him to solve some assignment regarding databases. So I solved that. The next thing is this student offered me to join the company that he worked at that time as a software tester. I did not know anything about testing at the time, but I started to dig into, got the interview and got the work. But it was like a lot, like many years ago. So the market that time and right now is a little bit different. Regarding the advices, what I can offer is, first of all, get overview of testing, or if you are if you want to learn some aspect of testing, like performance testing or anything else, try to get a roadmap on what you need to learn in terms of books, courses, and like the theoretical part. I can advise one of the websites, except the Ministry of Testing. It's a great place to start digging into. Another thing is the website called roadmap.sh. It's a collection of links regarding some topics. And one of the topics is testing. So you can like check out information there. And the second advice is once you get the first theoretical knowledge on some different concepts, actually the knowledge that you got without the practice is just a waste of time. So you need to get your hands-on experience. If you learn something in terms of like some concepts of some testing or some tools, just download the tool, just get a first script, second script, and so on and so on, and just write down the results, so what you have done. And it can be in the end, it can be a case where you can share on your future interview. So I tried this, here was my results. So that's a few advices from my side.
That's wonderful advice, Alexander. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And yeah, sneak peek, Alexander, we're co-creating an article with you at the moment. I don't know if I can give this information away, but why not? So yeah, very excited to see that one. And it's all about career growth and kind of how you can grow as a software testing professional, which is very, very cool. So do keep your eyes and ears out for that article coming out fairly soon. So yeah, thank you, Alexander, for being part of the community and contributing in that way.
And thank you too for your contribution.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You can reach me in LinkedIn and ask any questions. I'm eager to help. And not only you, but anybody.
Oh, thank you.
And for those unfamiliar, Alexander runs a podcast as well. So that's definitely worth checking out. Your YouTube channel is fantastic, Alexander. So yeah, very much recommend follow Alexander's link on LinkedIn and look for their YouTube channel. It's definitely worth checking out. Lots of good conversations being had there for sure. Excellent. Okay, I can see that Viresh has their hand up. So let's bring Viresh up onto the stage. And then after that, I think we'll jump into some 99 second talks. Viresh, welcome to the stage. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This is my first event that I joined, and it's kind of inclusive and where I can learn and connect with fellow hackers who are trying to break applications across the world.
Good stuff. Yeah, and, welcome. Yeah, how's your week in testing?
It is eventful, like everybody's, because you try to figure out new ways to break things because applications are modernizing with the technology they use in the front end. So you have to be innovative also. But to best you, again, anybody who has kids are best testers because you observe your kids. The way kid is asking without knowing what it is, this is about black box testing. Kids are like black box testers. They ask everything. So which means our job is to observe and report. Break something and figure out why it broke for our learning, but again, it is not our problem to fix it. So it is the easiest job. If you're an accountant, you're good at asking those questions, like, you know, where did this money come from? So we just have to do the same thing in software. I mean, you're heading in the right direction. You have the basics. The only thing that you need to understand is how does that work in software? And it is easy. It is not difficult. Following a podcast similar to what Simon is hosting and participating in these sessions, you can learn 10 times more than reading a book, because a book will give you one author's perspective, but here you get everybody's perspective. And you can know, I mean, you can pick up a few keywords, like, you know, tools people are sharing, like, you know, people may be talking about what is Cypress versus Playwright, which way did you go, what kind of tools. If you know the basics, tools are a way to expedite the process. So do not beat yourself down with tools. It can be overwhelming on the very first day. I would say baby steps, just like babies trying to learn on how to walk and run. So observe kids, observe news anchors and just pay attention to what you're doing. I mean, not in a wrong way. Whatever you're doing in the accounting literally applies to what you would do in software. So that is my tip. And follow the newsletters that Simon and other fellow peers will send out. That will give you good homework on what is current affair. And starting from there will be a good foundation for you to be active in the current market condition. Reading a book that was written like 100 years ago is not going to help anybody. It will build your foundation, refresh your memory. But if you want to stay current, stay up to date with what people are discussing on the forum. And trust me, you will not be alone. You will find a lot of support from the group, just like here. Like, you know, thank you, Simon, for hosting this session. And it is an amazing question. Even I, you know, after 16 to 20 years, when you start with some, you know, you're a blockbuster back in the day, everybody is, right? And when we start there, you jumped into automation. You feel like, you know, how can I make my job easier? Because I'm lazy. I don't want to do like dog hours. And then you start with Java because everybody starts in Java or Python. And then they slowly get into a modernized coding, like in a C# or Node.js or TypeScript, all that stuff, funny stuff, right? So don't start with coding, start with basics and apply to solve and apply software and apply a programming language to solve that problem so that you can save some time in future when you're releasing the code. That's all. Back to you, Simon.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Ah, nice one, Viresh. Very much appreciate you sharing all that. Wonderful to get your take on things. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Now, I can see that, just doing a quick time check, we have about 15 minutes left and I'm yet to start the 99 second talk section. But there's one person I want to get up on stage before we move on to that is James Wadley. James has got lots of good things to share. So I'm going to get James up on stage to join us. Welcome, James. How's your week in testing been?
Ooh. Sorry, Simon, I was talking to myself.
No worries. I talk to myself all the time. It's brilliant. Yeah, please do go for it.
Yeah, it's been an eventful week. Lots going on. I'm on a quite an interesting project at the moment with the electric vehicle charging stuff. So yeah, it's great fun. Really enjoying it, and yeah, hopefully it'll carry on in this direction as well. I just wanted to try and get 10 seconds. I think the all of the information that's been shared is really good. I agree with pretty much every single thing that's been said so far. The one thing that I personally found quite helpful, though, was within the organization I work for, was reaching out and saying, is there an opportunity to shadow people in other departments? So as an example, I'm a tester by trade, but one of the things that I wanted more knowledge on was security testing, specifically pen testing. So I contacted the security team and just basically said to them, I'd like to know more about it. Can I just watch what somebody does? Like, can I just jump on a call with them and just ask them questions? And it was granted. I got an entire day with a pen tester, and I just, the amount of knowledge that I picked up and all the things that I learned was just phenomenal. So basically just to pass on that information, everything else has been mentioned is fantastic, but if you get the opportunity, just ask to shadow people. It's absolutely invaluable.
Yeah, I love it, James. It makes you wonder the kind of organizations out there, and I guess my brain goes to like the complexities of intellectual property and all that stuff, but I wonder for folks who want to get into testing whether they are able to allow external folks to come in to shadow some testers just for a week. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if some companies out there were open to doing that? I think that would be absolutely fascinating. I don't think I've heard of any doing that recently, but I think it would be, you know, in a company's interest to help folks in the community.
I know it can work the other way around, because there's the HackerOne website, for instance, for the security testing. There's companies that reach out to independent hackers, you know, white hat hackers, and they'll give requirements and they'll open up a test environment to essentially the public and say, if you find anything, you know, you'll get a reward for anything that you report to us. So there's that approach. And then the only other final thing that I was going to mention that's just cropped into my head was in terms of getting a job in testing, Ben Dowan just did a workshop at the Test Bash for interview questions related to testing. So it might be well worth reaching out to Ben and getting his slides and the access to his repo, because that could be a really good introduction into how, because it has examples in there as well, right? So you'd be able to see how things are approached from an automation perspective.
That's great advice, absolutely. And yeah, for folks unfamiliar with Ben, Ben's doing lots of wonderful things for and with the community. Definitely worth checking out what Ben is up to. Thanks so much for joining us, James, and sharing your thoughts. It's good to hear from you. And yeah, so what we're going to do next, and folks up on stage, please do stick around. You are more than welcome to stay up on stage. If you want to drop off, that's also cool as well. But we are going to spend the next 10 minutes running the 99-second talk section. So for those unfamiliar with the 99-second talk concept, now, this comes from historically Ministry of Testing running conferences called Test Bash. Test Bash has taken many forms in the past, lots of online events running various ways and formats. It started as an in-person conference many years ago and is now resolved in another wonderful in-person conference that we're hosting every year in Brighton in the United Kingdom. So check that out. You can go and check out Test Bash 2025. Some details and tickets are available now, but let's not worry about that just yet. But if you want to get in early, I do recommend it. But at the end of every day at a Test Bash, we would run what's called a 99-second talk. So this allows people to queue up, jump on stage, the host starts a timer, it counts down 99 seconds, and you share something within that time frame, or you get the dreaded buzzer. So I've got my phone ready with a timer for 99 seconds on it. Now, how we can do this, I think if people, maybe to avoid a bit of confusion with those who are up on stage, perhaps if you are able to drop back down into the audience, and then if people put their hands up, what I'll do is I'll bring people up one at a time, say hello, give you a little count in, like a 3, 2, 1 go, and then I will start the timer and you as the speaker, you do your talk within 99 seconds. So what could you talk about? Well, you could talk about anything, to be honest. I mean, most people will kind of connect it to software testing in some way. Maybe they have a tip that they want to share. Maybe they want to give a shout out to someone. Maybe they want to share a poem about software testing. We've had many, many different types of 99-second talks in the past, all of which super enjoyable and a lot of fun. But yeah, so I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to put myself on mute just for a little bit and then see what hands come up to do a 99-second talk. So just my final reminder, hopefully that you feel confident enough just to go for it. You know, the community is here to support you. If it's your first time publicly speaking in an event like this, you know, please do go for it. Don't worry if you get it wrong, whatever wrong means, please just give it a try and see what happens. And you don't have to speak for 99 seconds. You could do 30 seconds if you wanted to, whatever works for you. So I am going to go on and I will see who puts their hand up.
Can I start? Sangan, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, absolutely, brilliant. Right, so I'll give you a 3, 2, 1 yeah. Go and then I'm going to press start.
Yeah, before we do that, how to go back from this, because I'm in the top section.
Yes.
I'm struggling to get back out. But I will also utilize my 99 second to just quickly tell my experience.
Yeah, that's great. So I've got an option from my side that can move you back into listening mode. So I'll make sure I click on that after you finish your 99 seconds. But okay, so I'm going to count you in. 3, 2, 1, go.
Thanks for this opportunity. I was given a question in an interview this week where I was asked why you want to come to manual from an automation. And my answer was a simple thing. In manual database testing, I can give an example. I was asked to write a query, which was to, write some query, basically. Then I said, we are doing automation here as well because I'm not sitting and checking from my each eye on each table, balancing and seeing whether the value in table one is matching with table two, table two value is matching with table one. I'm not doing that. So that is where I'm using automation, basically writing a select query and retrieving the data. So automation is nothing where you always use Java, JavaScript, or Python programming languages. Automation is every small thing, bits and pieces, which makes your life easy. Hope that answer was good enough for the interviewer, but I tried to do that for that question.
Matsili, woohoo! Round of applause, everybody. Thank you so much for sharing your 99-second talk. Wonderful, great advice. So Matsili, I'm gonna pop you back down to listening, but thanks so much for sharing. Okay, folks, so we've had our first 99-second talk. We've got another 7 minutes, I reckon. I won't do the maths, but that's a few more, right? So if anyone's feeling brave and they want to share, now is the time to put their hand up and go for it.
I did not know how to put a hand up because it did not give me an option when I was searching because I'm on the top deck. I would like to use my 99 seconds or less before you pop me down.
That's great. That's great, Varesh. So I'll count you in. So 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm sorry for the background. I'm outside. But again, I was in an interview as well this week. And this was with an implementation partner. And they asked me, how do you differentiate between a junior and a senior tester? Because your resume has too many titles on it, and it's too diversified. I said, I don't look at the title. I just look at the passion. Because when I go into a project, I just want to know, can I learn something new? Is there any way I can contribute to my career? If it is dead, no learning, there is nothing I can do much over there. I will just rely on the title, as long as I'm getting compensated for the work I'm doing. And to the question, how do you differentiate between a junior and a senior? Junior should have the enthusiasm to learn, and senior should be able to spread his wings and share his work and let the junior observe and pick up the task, slowly contributing. So we are not differentiating based on the number of the years he's been working in the industry. It is based upon the skill and enthusiasm he's bringing to the table. If people have enthusiasm, they can learn anything and solve mightiest problems. And they might have lagged it, and they were looking for the keyword mentorship. And I explained mentorship, and they didn't like it. Back to you, sir.
Oh, give it up for Varesh, everybody. Woohoo! I feel like I should have a clapping sound on my phone. I'm sorry, I haven't got that one ready. I'm too busy looking at the timer. But yes, wonderful advice. Thank you so much for your 99-second talk, Varesh, and I'll pop you back down into the listening zone where you can then put your hand up if you wanted to again. Great. Okay, folks, we have got maybe time for one more, maybe two more. So if you're feeling up for it, you're inspired by those who are popping up on stage and sharing a 99-second talk, now is the time to do it. I see Rahul Parwal, a wonderful contributor to this year's Test Bash Brighton 2024. Thank you, Rahul. Let's get you up on stage. Can hear you loud and clear there, Rahul. Would you like me to give you a count in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. This is an observation. Tip that I see going on with testers, that a lot of times testers in the race to really level up, they focus too much on technology and too less on the business side of things. My tip and advice is, like, start to think of the business consequences of your actions, of your team's action, of the product. And that's very important. So even while deciding on automation or tools or technology, think that what consequence will this bring, and what can optimize for business, add value, deliver value. And I think that's one way how you even attract the business's focus and vision on yourself as a core value additioner person, rather than just somebody who tests this stuff and puts out results. So yeah, that's my 99 seconds.
Wonderful, Rahul. Give it up for Rahul. Powwow, everybody. Loving it. Absolutely great to hear from you, Rahul. Thank you so much. Okay, folks, I reckon we've got time for one more. Let's sneak in one more before I wrap up today. Who in our audience is up for it? Ah, oh, Mariem. Yes, this is very cool. Mariem often listens to This Week in Testing, and I believe was, if I remember correctly, was asking some wonderful questions during the Testing Planet yesterday. So let's get Mariem up on stage right now. I'm hoping the LinkedIn technology does its thing. One more moment. Coming soon up on stage. Oh, come on, LinkedIn. Don't let us down. Not with Mariem. I want to hear from Mariem. We all want to hear from Mariem. Let's try one more time. I'm pressing the button, but it's not doing anything. I would open my network tab and dig in a little bit deeper to see what's going on, but I don't quite have the opportunity to do that now. Try one more time. Mariem, if you can hear me, perhaps if you put your hand down, put it back up, I can try and allow you to speak again, and let's see what happens. Okay, here we go. One more time. Oh, that's very frustrating that the technology is letting us down at the last minute there. So Mariem, I can't see from my side why I'm not able to, well, I can select the option that says allow this person to speak, but for some reason, LinkedIn is not bringing yourself onto the stage, which is a little bit frustrating. So my sincere apologies that it hasn't worked out today, but what I would say, Mariem, is please do come back to another This Week in Testing and go for it up on stage, you know, right from the start if you're up for it. It would be lovely to hear from you and to hear from you, because we've heard from you in the past and we want to hear more. But sorry, it didn't quite work out this time round. Oh, let's try one more time. I see you put your hand up again. Come on, LinkedIn. we're all willing this on, hoping that the technology. Nope, didn't quite work out. We have to give up on that one for today. But next time we shall make this happen, fingers crossed. Okay, folks, well, we're gonna wrap up today's This Week in Testing. Thank you so much for being part of this, to you, the listener, and to the wonderful folks who were able to join us up on stage today. It's really good to gather, and it's important that we continue to do this, that we continue to look out for each other, embrace the community and get stuck in, ask questions, help each other out. Now, I have just seen that Mariem has joined the stage. This is great. Mariem, can we do a quick audio check? Are you?
Yes. Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm so chuffed that this has worked. This is brilliant. So are you ready? Do you want me to do a countdown and get you started?
Okay, I hope I am.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you how I got to testing. So I stumbled into testing in December 2018 after being a research assistant in microbiology for several years. I've been a tester for over 4 years, but I didn't get into a bootcamp. I learned manual testing on the job. I was given some test scenarios, examples, a page or two of high-level requirements, and I was told, use your scientific skills, your critical thinking, your attention to detail, and do what you know so well to do, research. So I did. I passed several weeks on the net, discovering what I should do, what should I test? How should I proceed for testing, for reporting? And I began to build my own documents and my own templates. It was really challenging in the beginning, but I like to be challenged. So my line manager wasn't from the testing field. He was a software engineer, but he encouraged me and guided me to learn. I suffered from the imposter syndrome for a long time, and it kept me from considering a software testing career for a long time. I tried exploring other jobs like project management and administrative jobs since I worked part-time in testing. But I finally decided to go way beyond myself, defined limitations.
Oh, Mariam, that was, you were right on the time then. I think it's maybe you had just a few more words left, but Mariam,
just
thank
a
you
few
so
words
much.
Left. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
That's it. Perfect timing.
Okay.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Let's give it up for Mariam Safi. Congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing your 99 second talk. I'm such a fan of origin stories, and I think more of us in the community should continue to share them because we inspire each other. We all come from different backgrounds, different walks of life. We all kind of, a very high majority of us stumble into the world of software testing. And it's a wonderful thing that we should celebrate because I think it encourages the next generation to come through as well, to remind them that they can do it too. So there's a thread on the club, I think I started a while back, about origin stories. I'll try and share it in the newsletter, remind myself to do that. And people can add to it. But Mariam, I'm so glad that the technology finally worked and you were able to join us on stage today. Such great news.
Happy too, because I was really, I wanted to participate in this. And I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I couldn't find the courage to do it. So I finally did.
Ah, heck yeah, Mariam. That's so cool. I'm so glad that you found the courage and you were able to share with us today. It's a wonderful story and it's so good to understand how you got into testing. I just want to hear more from you. That's all I'm thinking right now. So yeah, go for it. But folks, we do need to wrap up. We've gone 5 minutes over, but it was well worth going over the hour. Very grateful for you jumping on, Mariam, and keep going for it. Folks, I'll sign off again. Thank you so much for being with us today during This Week in Testing. An absolute privilege to host. And please do enjoy the rest of your day and have a lovely weekend. And we'll speak and see you soon. Bye for now.